This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Millions of people in Britain are avoiding soaring temperatures by staying at home or seeking shade during the country's first ever extreme heat warning. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The red heat alert mainly covers a big chunk of England, with temperatures possibly reaching 104 degrees. One Londoner says she's working from home to avoid the scorching weather.
I'm choosing to stay at home because I don't want to get public transport, because it's great going to work, aircon's on, but then you've still got to get home.
Chief meteorologist at the Met Office, Paul Davies, says he's never seen anything like this heat before.
To see the brutality of the heat that we're expecting tomorrow is quite astounding. And it does worry me a lot, and my colleagues here in the Met Office, that this sort of unprecedented heat could be a regular occurrence by the end of the century.
The highest temperature ever recorded in Britain is 101.7 degrees, a record set in 2019. The country is not at all prepared to handle such heat. Most homes, schools and small businesses in Britain do not have air conditioning. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukraine's First Lady has arrived in Washington for her highest profile event since Russian troops invaded her country 5 months ago. Elena Zelenska launched a U.S. trip Monday that will include a session with U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. The Ukrainian First Lady will talk with Jill Biden on Tuesday. On Wednesday, she'll speak to lawmakers in the Congressional Auditorium. Zelenska was a script writer for her husband, comedian-turned-president Volodymyr Zelensky. She went into hiding with the couple's two children in the first 2 months of the war, but increasingly has been speaking publicly. Find more on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. This is VOA News. EU officials warned against shrinking European Union support for Ukraine as the bloc's foreign ministers agreed Monday to earmark $500 million in military aid to Kiev and consider banning imports of Russian gold. For VOA, Lisa Bryan has more from Paris.
European Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell warned against what he called democratic fatigue, which Russia would try to exploit.
European societies cannot afford fatigue. The European societies and the European Union member states' governments have to continue standing behind the decisions they have taken. They took the decisions on restrictive measures on the Russian economy, and they have to stick to it.
Borrell insisted energy and other sanctions the bloc has taken against Moscow are working, although experts note Russia continues to rake in billions, selling its oil and gas elsewhere.
The Russian economy is severely affected. Certainly, it's not going to stop the war overnight, but the consequences of the sanctions will create a lot of economic trouble to Russia.
Analysts warn of fading EU support for more tough sanctions amid worries about rising consumer prices and a cold winter ahead with less Russian oil and gas. Germany is also feeling the more immediate fallout of a recent Russian gas pipeline cut, ostensibly for maintenance reasons. Germany's Europe Minister Anna Lehrmann said her country was beefing up its energy self-sufficiency.
We have, from day one of this government, really done everything to become independent from Russian gas. We have built up now renewable energies, energy efficiency, and we are prepared for all kinds of scenarios.
Meanwhile, Foreign Policy Chief Borrell said he was hopeful Kyiv and Moscow could strike a deal to unblock Ukraine grain exports that many poorer countries depend on. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
13 prisoners were killed at a prison in the Ecuadorian city of Santo Domingo on Monday. Ecuador's prison agency said the latest incident of deadly jail violence in the Andean country. The government of conservative President Guillermo Lasso attributes prison violence to fights between gangs over control of territory and drug trafficking routes. Recapping our top story, Britain's first ever extreme heat warning is in effect for large parts of the country as hot, dry weather that has scorched mainland Europe moves north. Britain's red heat alert will last through Tuesday. The country is not remotely prepared to handle such heat since most homes, schools, and small businesses do not have air conditioning. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.